Direct from Fort Meade, Maryland, this is DinFos Live.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of DinFos Live. I'm Major David J. Murphy, a DinFos instructor and your host for today's program. On this month's episode, we'll be talking all about DinFos's upcoming 60th anniversary celebration and the history of the schoolhouse. Joining us to discuss these topics are two DinFos instructors, Public Affairs and Communication Strategy Qualification Course instructor, U.S. Army Major Kane Claxton. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Also joining us is Mass Communications Foundations Course instructor, Mr. Peter Robertson. Hello, Pete.
Hello.
Good to see you on the program. Have a seat, please. Well, thank you both gentlemen for joining us today. Before we actually begin our chat, I, of course, want to let everyone know that if they have questions for our guests, so please enter them in the chat below, and we might just read them on the air. All right, gentlemen, let's go ahead and get right into the questions. First and foremost, can you both tell me about yourselves and your careers with public affairs?
Sure. I got to DinFos in 1996, did a lot of great things because of DinFos, and my DinFos training ended up back here teaching in uniform. And then after 16 years in the Navy and 4 years teaching, I came back as a civilian, taught for 6 more years, spent 5 years as the public affairs officer for DinFos, and then just last month got hired back as an instructor to go back to kind of my first love. And
that's great.
So my story begins with DinFos, and I'm still here.
Awesome. Great. Glad to have back in the teaching seat. Major Claxton?
Yeah, so 22 years ago, after 9/11, I enlisted, and my job of choice was to be an Army journalist, and that sent me here to DinFos in May of 2022, or actually later that summer, 2002, and 22 years later, I'm still doing public affairs, and I'm back as an instructor teaching the officer course now.
Well, that's great. I myself came to the schoolhouse in 1999, so the three of us combined probably have about 60 years public affairs experience. We've seen this schoolhouse grow and develop over the many years. I can't wait to talk to you all about the history of this illustrious organization. So I guess we should start with the history then. Pete, can you tell us a little bit about DinFos's origins and essentially why was it created?
So DinFos history, obviously, we're celebrating the 60th anniversary, so it goes back 60 years. But goes back far, far further than that. Just the origins of visual information and public affairs within the military starts more than 100 years ago.
Wow.
1917, when a bunch of different schools started being created to address a need. And that need was for reconnaissance photography. Okay. And that's really the legacy of DinFos, is constantly responding to needs when it comes to military communication. You know, there's a lot of really amazing things that we get to do, but all of it really starts with, you know, there being a need for the military to engage in whatever the emerging form of communication is of that era. And so that's really the story of DinFos, at least, you know, the idea, the origins of it. The charter was formed in 1964. The first classes were taught in 1964, almost 60 years ago in July. It will be exactly 60 years since Fort Slocum first taught the first courses at DinFos. And then the most famous location 2 years later, 66, was the beginning of instruction at Fort Benjamin Harrison.
Okay.
Until around 1995, when the school was relocated here at Fort Meade, where we still are, and a lot of different schools over the years have formed, consolidated, and eventually become part of DinFos, till all are one.
Absolutely. So we were a disparate organization of different schoolhouses that exist mm-hmm. throughout the country, and then in the 60s, like you said, DinFos as the organization was created, and then eventually it consolidated all of the schoolhouses here at Fort Meade in the 90s and early 2000s, I think, right? Sort of leading up to what we know now as DinFos, the organization that all is contained within this one building. Is that kind of right?
It is. The Defense Visual Information School was folded into DinFos, I believe, in 1995.
Wow.
And then the Defense Photography School was folded into DinFos in 1998.
Wow.
And that's where we've been since, is really the hub, the premier of visual information, public affairs, mm-hmm. communication strategy, and really any emerging communication.
Wow. So since 1998, we've been the one singular schoolhouse here on Fort Meade.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Can you talk to me a little bit about how the lessons and the evolution of the curriculum has changed over time since the schoolhouse kind of, you know, began its early years to today?
Well, it really just ties into what I started with. You know, DINFOS constantly rises to meet, you know, the emerging need. When I reported here as an instructor in 2008, you know, those conversations were starting to happen about how do we teach this emerging social media? And what do we do with it? And it, I believe they were calling it Web 2.0 back then. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, that was the conversation. And yeah. Once that was established, like, how do we teach that? And how do we, you know, do what the services ask of us? And then it became, you know, it's now, you know, misinformation, disinformation within social media, within other forms of communication. How do we combat that? It's looking at, you know, the trends in broadcasting and trends in other forms of digital media. Like, you know, as conventional broadcasting, you know, starts to fade, we have, you know, the rise of podcasts, and we teach podcasting. We discuss podcasting and really, you know, where it goes from there. And now, you know, as you know, we're talking a lot right now about AI, about what the military wants us to do, what we're able to do within, you know, these career fields. And also, how does AI come into play when it comes to how DINFOS instructs? And so all of those conversations tend to happen as that technology is emerging, because we want to be part of that conversation. We want to stay relevant. We want, you know, digital communication and our messages, our command messages, to reach our audience. We want to be able to reach, you know, to reach the you know, the eyes and ears that we need to. And so understanding emerging technology is a really important part of that, and understanding communication trends. Yeah, is extremely important, and that's what DINFOS is really trying to do at all times, is stay at the front of that wave.
Yeah, I know even in my short time with the schoolhouse, when I came through originally, we were learning on film, right? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we were just at the cusp of digital photography, and now it's, of course, not only the main thing that we utilize, but we're all just consolidating to one camera system for the most part. How have you seen the schoolhouse change over time since when you came originally into now?
Yeah, I think one is just the theories changed, right? Like talking about the mass communication theory that I came in with Army journalism and broadcast journalism. We had newspapers. We learned how to paste them up and how to, you know, create photo spreads. And that's changed. We don't have those platforms, you know, there's still a few of them out there, but they're not out there. So how we apply theory, you know, how we apply the craft has actually changed the theories behind what we're doing. So we're not really, we're after mass communication as much. And now we're talking about segmentation and, you know, how do we reach niche audiences, and how do we, you know, change knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors among publics that are connected to an issue that we're facing. So there's been a lot of change. But what hasn't changed also, though, is still the ethics of what we do. I think that's an important aspect, that as we move forward and start thinking about other technologies and applications going down the line, we always need to remember the driving ethic about, you know, our DoD principles of information, and how do we apply those things, because they're not going to change.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know we don't have probably an exact count of people who've been through the schoolhouse. I'm sure it ranges in the tens of hundreds of thousands. But have there been any, like, especially esteemed alumni that we've had pass through DINFOS' halls?
It's been fun. The last few years, since 2019, we've reestablished our DINFOS Hall of Fame, which is something we're doing this year. And so just having those names that emerged, some of the more prominent ones, we have Clarence Page, who was a Pulitzer Prize winning writer, Jim Bryant, who recently passed, who was a Pulitzer Prize winning photographer, Lou Ann Johnson, who wrote a book that eventually became the movie Dangerous Minds.
Oh, wow.
And there's some folks who we're going to be finding out very soon are also going to be in our Hall of Fame. So there's several famous names, a lot of award-winning writers, photographers,
yeah,
and folks who just, you know, work in communications. I think DINFOS creates really an atmosphere of excellence.
Absolutely. Talk to me a little about what you think DINFOS's past says about its future. Right? Where are we going into the future, and how do we kind of reflect on that to focus on the future?
Well, I think you know, when talking about the idea that DINFOS meets a need, that is constantly reflected in what we do, you know, trying to update what we teach, how we teach, where we are in the conversation. And I talked about, you know, podcasting and trying to get ahead of the wave of social media and social media trends, AI. We also, you know, during the pandemic, learned a lot of things about how we can teach better in an age where, you know, digital or where, you know, distance learning is very much a thing and is very much here to stay. Yeah. And so being a part of that and really incorporating a lot of what we teach into that also, I feel like, makes us even more valuable to our clients, to the services. And so DINFOS, you know, legacy really is about adaptation.
Yeah. And I think we saw that pretty clearly expressed in terms of both not only the ability to teach those students who are here at the schoolhouse, right? There's no more snow days, so to speak. You can still get trained even on days that you might not be able to go to the schoolhouse, but also our ability to extend the training beyond the schoolhouse, much like we're doing now. We're doing this program. That's a way to get information and training out to you, but also things like the mobile training team, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about how alumni can actually contribute to DINFOS's history.
Well, this is one that's really close to my heart. I've worked at historical locations, and I loved the idea of maybe being able to, when I was in the public affairs role, of doing a little bit of, you know, command historian duties. But I didn't get to do nearly as much as I wanted to. The truth is, the history of DINFOS, like I said, it comes from a lot of different places. DINFOS is not only 60 years old, but the legacy of military public affairs and visual information goes back to 1917 and before. And there were a lot of schools. Yeah. And that legacy is reflected in DINFOS history hallway with, you know, folks can go and they can see all of those locations. And so we were able to do a little bit of research during the creation of the history hallway. And that was really neat. But we still need more. Yeah. And one of, I think, the best ways we're going to get some of that was there's just a lot of history that wasn't recorded, that wasn't brought from school to school, or that's been lost to time. And so from our alumni, you know, photos, memories, you know, artifacts, anything that, you know, whether it's a T-shirt you got at DINFOS or, you know, buttons, hats, something that kind of reflects the era that you were there. All of our alumni, I think, have something to contribute to really just gathering the history of DINFOS and putting it, you know, my plan, my hope is to at least help and be part of, you know, gathering that information and being able to present it to our alumni and you know, to our audience as a whole, you know, just how cool our story is and how big it really is. And the only way to get that information now is through our alumni, is through you guys.
Well, you know, if you have any alumni watching right now, and I hope you all are, where can they send their memorabilia or their photos or, you know, stories? Where can they send those?
So any of our social media outlets, just you can directly message us. Someone will be checking those. Our Facebook, our, you know, LinkedIn and Instagram are easy. Or you can just email pao@dinfos.edu. And, you know, anything that you may have that you feel would contribute to just understanding more about DINFOS's legacy, we would love to see that.
Yeah, no, I think that's important to recognize because there might be staff, there might be faculty, there might be former commanders at different institutions or organizations throughout DINFOS legacy and the communication schools who might have something to contribute. So if you have something, send it along to Pete. He'd love to get it. And it's all in force, of course, in terms of supporting our anniversary celebration. So, Major Claxton, can you tell us a little bit about how we're celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Defense Information School?
Absolutely. So this summer we have an opportunity to kind of put a 60th anniversary bow around three special events. The first event, August 7th, we have our Hall of Fame induction ceremony, where we'll induct the latest five public affairs, visual information, military professionals into the DINFOS Hall of Fame. And then the next day on August 8th, we're inviting folks, alumni, people who have passed through DINFOS to come back and to kind of retrain on the latest trends that are out there, the latest storytelling trends, podcasting. You mentioned mis and disinformation, a number of things that are like out there on the forefront. Right now that we're training, they can come back and kind of pick up on those. And then that evening of the 8th, we have the DINFOS Diamond Jubilee, which is, you know, pretty much like an evening social event, formal, come, you know, looking for the best dressed folks to come out. Cut loose, though, we'll have speakers, we'll have friends, and imagine even dancing and whatever else, you know, whatever other, you know, festivities that we get to put into it. But it's going to be awesome. We're really excited for it. And the details are coming out. We're still putting this together. The tickets for the Diamond Jubilee are going to come out real soon. So we'll have a link to that on the DINFOS socials and our website, as well as the registration, how to register for the training event. Well, that will also be detailed on those same socials.
All right. Look forward to seeing everybody's dance schools. We're a communication school, not a dance school.
Yeah. So.
Talk to me. Who is invited to these celebrations?
So, yeah, if you've been to DINFOS, we want you to come back. That's pretty much the idea. The Hall of Fame is for folks who were trained at DINFOS, and then we recognize them after a career of service in the field. And so we want them to come back for that. The Alumni Day training event is really for those folks who are currently in the field right now practicing the craft that they learned at DINFOS. And we want to invite them back just to like kind of update their skill set. And then the evening event is for all of the above and then all of their friends. So we have, you know, we've got just a really fun night planned for them that we want everybody to come. Okay. Anybody connected to the school.
Definitely. Great. How can people find out more information about the event?
Yeah, definitely keep watching the DINFOS social sites on YouTube, Facebook, or wherever you watch it, and then look on the web the website. But we will be probably starting next week advertising how to register for the Alumni Day, as well as how to get your tickets for the Diamond Jubilee.
Okay, great. Now, Pete, you said you were here for the 50th anniversary.
Yep.
Can you talk to me about how anniversary celebrations have changed over time, or how we're going to celebrate differently than we did 10 years ago?
This is, as you would think, our 50th would be our biggest celebration.
Sure.
But really, I think what we're trying to do is even bigger. I remember the 50th. The 50th was a lot of fun. I still have my 50th anniversary mug.
Nice.
With the CMYK around the side.
Nice.
And, you know, we had a ceremony. We had Sonny Anderson from the Food Network, also wow, best-selling cookbook author, and, you know, and a big friend of DINFOS, who was our speaker for the event. She was great. I know that's sort of what we want to reflect. And this one is just to kind of do what we did at our 50th, but just do bigger. And it's funny, I don't know what we did for our 40th or what we did for, you know, the 25th. And I don't know if we've done a lot of birthday celebrations, another missing piece of DINFOS history.
Right.
But I do know that, you know, one of the things we wanted to do with the 60th is just sort of like anything you could think of, you know, that we hadn't done in the past, do. For me, for the 60th, it's a year-long celebration.
Yeah.
And so on social media, you know, we've started to really, you know, look at a lot of different aspects of DINFOS history. Look at, you know, some of the excellence of our alumni who just graduated, who are out there doing great things.
Mm-hmm.
The Hall of Fame will obviously celebrate, you know, alumni who have spent a lifetime doing amazing things. On social media, we're going to talk about each of those bases, each of those schools, each of those locations that contributed to DINFOS legacy, and then also reflecting in the Hall of Heroes, the service members and all services that we've lost throughout the years working in public affairs and visual information, starting as early as World War I and unfortunately as recently as the last 10 years.
Yeah, wow. Well, I know whatever we do on the 60th, we'll do it far better and more grander on the 70th and 80th,
yes,
and beyond.
It can only get better.
Can you imagine the 100th anniversary?
DINFOS 100.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Just has the logo now.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed. You know, I know you're still finalizing the speakers list, but who are you what are you trying to convey through our speakers that you have considered lined up for the event?
So, you know, we have speakers for each of the three events, a number of speakers for Alumni Day to include trainers and then guests that are going to come in and present on emerging trends and topics. So we're looking to bring in people from, you know, on the cutting edge of the craft or people who have great renown within in the career field. We finalized our list, and we're sending out, you know, requests to check availability and lining up calendars right now.
Yeah.
So it's a little too early to tell who those folks are going to be, all
right.
of them. But as we get closer, we'll definitely promote those folks who are coming.
Will the speakers run the gamut between, or hopefully run the gamut between, like military and private sector, or is it going to be mostly focused on one or the other?
So, I mean, I think that there's probably going to be a predisposition to military, that people at least have a military connection. And I think that's the key point, as we all do when we come through DINFOS. We all have a military connection. But you'll find that we'll have like a number of the Hall of Fame members left after a career in service in military, public affairs, and VI. They left, they continue to serve or continue to be experts in the craft, you know, in the private sector. But otherwise, yeah, we are looking to bring in and source the very best talent or, you know, speakers possible for the events.
Okay. Will there be any costs associated with the event?
So for the alumni training, no, there's no cost. I mean, there's a cost to get here,
right,
and then a cost to leave. But there are no costs for the training event and for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. There's no cost for that. For the Diamond Jubilee, we're going to charge $20 per ticket,
okay.
which I think is really a steal, because what we'll provide, you know, food to eat, drinking and dancing and entertainment you might not even be able to go anywhere in 2024 and get a meal for about an entertainment for $20.
So yeah, absolutely.
Quite a steal.
Hopefully we've got some great entertainers potentially lined up for that.
Yes, we
some
are.
Good musical acts.
We've got, of course, the military is amazing bands, and so we have a military band. But then we've also we're also just going to have dancing afterwards. So it's going to be, you know, it's a military function.
Sure.
So, you know, come if you have a military uniform that you can still fit into, please put it on. You know, we call it DINFOS Tier 1, but it's like your service dress uniform and better.
Nice. So again, tell people how they can find out more about the event itself and where they can go to buy tickets.
Yeah, please just keep watching the DINFOS socials and look on the website every day. We're about to launch ticket sales and event registration any day now. We're just tying up some, the logistics of it before we publish it out there. But in the next week, I imagine the tickets will go live. And registration will go live, and there is limited space. So for the Alumni Day event, we can host about 200 people in the school, because we're training. All of our courses are in training in session in August. And then for the Diamond Jubilee, that event, we have that tickets capped at 300 participants. But it seems like a lot, but when you start adding your friends and family to it at $20 a pop, you know, that's probably the best way to take your family out for dinner.
Yeah, there you go.
That week.
Act now, don't delay, while supplies last.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me ask you, Pete, are you working on a story or something to encapsulate the 60th anniversary, something that we can kind of read about that might go in conjunction with the event?
We have a lot of folks who are actually working on a lot of different promotional products. The 60th anniversary is just a great opportunity to share the story of DINFOS one more time in various forms to let people know what we're doing now and what our legacy is. And so, we want to take this opportunity during 2024 to do everything we can to share the story of DINFOS.
I'm curious, Pete, in your research, have you discovered any sort of like interesting or unusual stories? Have any of those popped up yet since you've kind of done your research?
It's been interesting. I mean, everyone has their anecdotes. We all have our DINFOS stories. Some we tell, you know, in good company, and sometimes, you know, but yeah, that's the one thing I have been looking for is, you know, is stories of just our alumni and folks who've gone through and who want to be a part of that legacy, which is, that's what I'm looking for. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, if you have those stories, if you have those anecdotes, ship them over to Pete. He'd love to get those. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye to you?
As a proud alumni of DINFOS, like I look at DINFOS, really, it was the first place that I received any sort of professional training, any training after and outside of high school. It feels like my alma mater. It always has. And I think that's the one thing that, you know, when we were looking and planning for this 60th anniversary, that I really wanted to convey to everyone. who went through the school, whether it was for one school, whether it was for four or five, whether you taught, went through, like whatever your role is as an alumni of DINFOS, that this is for you. We want DINFOS story to be part of your story and your story to be part of DINFOS story. You know, and that's the thing that's made me the most excited about the 60th anniversary is the opportunity for all of us to share in that, to, you know, reminisce about being DINFOS trained killers, mm-hmm. to talk about, you know, our, and to the way that we embody the DINFOS motto, strength through truth. I feel like that stuck with a lot of us. It stuck with me over the years. It's what brought me back as an instructor. It's what's brought me back a second time. And I know there are other folks out there who feel that sort of connection. And all we want to do with this 60th is to make them feel that way, to make them feel you know, appreciated, seen by their alma mater, and also to be a part of DINFOS history one more time.
Oh, great. Ninja Claxon?
I just think it's a great opportunity to, you know, to celebrate something that's played an important part in our lives. But also we need to do these things because it helps us, you know, look forward and look to the future. The DINFOS will always be a source for the Department of Defense to train communicators and storytellers. And so it needs to just be recognized. Otherwise, maybe we forget, you know. But I think too, another aspect is that, you know, I just agree with you. Like this is the home of my adult life, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And
sure.
For me, it's always been Fort Meade. For you guys too. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Maybe that changes 10, 20, 30 years from now somewhere else. But right now it's just a great place to work, to train, students and to learn, and to reconnect and see old friends. I've seen so many old friends over the last several months, being back at DINFOS.
Absolutely. Well, that's been great. Well, it's been great to share a little bit of the history of this schoolhouse with you all, and I can't wait to see everyone who comes out to the anniversary celebration to share their stories and share their histories as they come out here and tell us a little bit about what they experience at the schoolhouse. Who knows? I'd love to get some folks who haven't been at DINFOS before who come here to the schoolhouse for the very first time and experience, you know, again, how their legacy has transformed over these many years. Well, that's our show for this month, folks. I want to thank you all for stopping by, and I want to thank our guests for stopping by as well, for sharing their knowledge and expertise. And I'd like to, again, thank you all for watching our program. Remember, if you'd like to listen to our show rather than watch it, know that DINFOS Live is also a podcast, and you can find it on your podcatcher of choice. Just search for DINFOS Live. Well, join us next month on June 26th at 2 p.m. Eastern, when we'll be talking about public relations in the civilian sector and how it compares to military public affairs. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you all next month. Bye.
Great show, guys.